Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 4th day of July. Happy 4th of July to everybody around the world, even if you're not in America. Today is the day we celebrate independence for the country I live in, the United States. This country was founded on a very important thing, the freedom of religion, because the movement of the Puritans came from England to the colonies. I think that is a really important thing for this country, that we have the right to be Christians, the right to be Muslim, the right to be atheist, the right to be whatever religion anybody is. You have the right to practice it without persecution. I think that's something we should honor, because Jesus taught us not to hate. Jesus taught us to love. Jesus taught us to bring peace, even if people don't have the same beliefs as us. We should still respect them as people today. Today we're reading Acts 22:17, 23:10, and reading the God's Word translation. After that, I returned to Jerusalem. While I was praying in the temple courtyard, I fell into a trance and sought the Lord. He told me, "Hurry, get out of Jerusalem immediately. The people here won't accept your testimony about me." I said, "Lord, people here know that I went from synagogue to synagogue to imprison and whip those who believe in you. When Stephen, who witnessed about you, was being killed, I was standing there. I approved of his death and guarded the coast of those who were murdering him. But the Lord told me, 'Go, I'll send you on a mission. You'll go far away to people who aren't Jewish.' Up to that point, the mob listened. Then they began to shout, 'Kill him. The world doesn't need a man like this. He shouldn't have been allowed to live this long.' The mob was yelling, taking off their coats, and throwing dirt into the air. So the officer ordered the soldiers to take Paul into the barracks and told them to question Paul as they whipped him. The officer wanted to find out why the people were yelling at Paul like this, but when the soldiers had Paul stretched out to tie him to the whipping post with the straps, Paul asked the sergeant who was standing there, 'Is it legal for you to whip a Roman citizen who hasn't had a trial?' When the sergeant heard this, he reported it to his commanding officer. The sergeant asked him, 'What are you doing? This man is a Roman citizen.' The officer went to Paul and asked him, 'Tell me, are you a Roman citizen?' Paul answered, 'Yes.' The officer replied, 'I paid a lot of money to become a Roman citizen.' Paul replied, 'But I was born a Roman citizen.' Immediately, the soldiers who were going to question Paul stopped away from him. The officer was afraid when he found out that he had tied up a Roman citizen. The officer wanted to find out exactly what accusation the Jews had against Paul. So the officer released Paul the next day and ordered the chief priests and the entire Jewish council to meet. Then the officer brought Paul and had him stand in front of them. Paul stared at the Jewish council and said, 'Brothers, my relationship with God has always given me a perfectly clear conscience.' The chief priest, Ananias, ordered that the men stand near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, 'God will strike you, you hypocrite. You sit there and judge me by Moses' teachings, and yet you break those teachings by ordering these men to strike me.' The men standing near Paul said to him, 'You're insulting God's chief priest.' Paul answered, 'Brothers, I didn't know that he is the chief priest. After all, Scripture says, don't speak evil about a ruler of your people.' When Paul saw that some of them were Sadducees and others were Pharisees, he shouted in the council, 'Brothers, I'm a Pharisee and a descendant of Pharisees. I'm on trial because I expect that the dead will come back to life.' After Paul said that, the Pharisees and Sadducees began to quarrel, and the men in the meeting were divided. The Sadducees say that the dead won't come back to life and that angels and spirits don't exist. The Pharisees believe in all these things. The shouting became very loud. Some of the experts in Moses' teachings were Pharisees who argued their position forcefully. They said, 'We don't find anything wrong with this man. Maybe a spirit or an angel actually spoke to him.' The quarrel was becoming violent, and the officer was afraid that they would tear Paul to pieces, so the officer ordered his soldiers to drag Paul back to the barracks." Dear Jesus, help me, myself, my family, my friends, and everybody listening to have compassion to wish my mom a happy birthday today. Also wish America a happy birthday too. But help my mom feel loved today. Help my mom to feel cherished and special on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.